Hi there. The word for you today is on insights into aging. In Proverbs 10:27, Solomon said, "The fear of the Lord adds length to life." We've been talking about this for the last few days. So, don't let fear dominate your later years. Don't let life's unknowables like finances, health, loneliness, loss of friends and family members, etc., get you down. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 5, "You do not know the path of the wind, how bones are formed in the womb. You do not know the activity of God." The truth is, there's so much in life you'll never know. And yet, the truth is, God has brought you this far, hasn't He? So, do what it says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, "Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen to God's voice in everything you do. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life." That's Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 8, reading from The Message. You know, it's who, not what you know, that will prosper and protect you all the days of your life, and that who is God. So put the unknown into God's hands and start trusting Him with your worries. Ecclesiastes 11 and 6, "Sow your seed in the morning," that is your youthful years, "and do not be idle in the evening," that is your older years, "because your evening and your morning sowing will succeed." Both of them. Isn't that great? So the word is, activate, don't vegetate, and decide to rejoice every day. General MacArthur said, and I quote, "Years may wrinkle the skin, but giving up interest wrinkles the soul. When the wires are down and your heart is covered with the snows of pessimism and icy cynicism, then, and only then, have you grown old." So come on, determine to add joy to the gift of long life. Ecclesiastes 8 and 11, "Indeed, if a man should live many years, let him rejoice in all of them."